You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day. I know your days are busy. Thanks for stopping for 15 minutes, getting the Word of God in you today. Whether or not you're on your way to work or no matter where you're listening today, you are tuning in now to God's frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. Here today for the next 13 minutes and for a couple days this week, we are going to hear a sermon from the next church in line of these seven churches that the Lord addresses in the book of Revelation. Now today we're starting chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right? These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready or about to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. We're looking today at what's gone down in history as the dead church. The church in Sardis. I've discovered in all seven of these, it's not that they were historical churches in the past, but all of these churches are operating and functional today. And you, as a child of God, you could find yourself as a member in any one of these churches. Maybe a church that left its first love. Maybe in a corrupt church. Now, we're all members of the persecuted church of Jesus Christ. Now, today, maybe you could find yourselves as members of a dead church. Next week, we're going to look at the faithful church that has an open door that no man can shut. And then we're going to look at the lukewarm church. Lukewarm is the church that's the same temperature as its surroundings. That's what we're looking at here today. Let's get into the Word now. Enjoy this message today, the dead church at Sardis. Now today, we're going to travel 30 miles southeast from Thyatira, where we left off, home of the corrupt church, to the city of Sardis, to a church that historians remember as the dead church. Nobody wants to be a member of the dead church, right? Unless, of course, you're just going through the motions, or you just don't give a rip either about God or about his kingdom or about righteousness, or you don't have the Holy Spirit. I got into a lovely discussion with a family member who won't talk to me any longer now. After I pointed out to her that her beloved mainline Christian denomination was firing pastors that still held to the belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. This is what we've come to now in America, church, that denominations are firing pastors that believe marriage is between a man and a woman. And her mainline beloved Christian denomination has also sworn off Israel and has decided to shun anything related to Israel. Talk about being deceived.
And when I confronted my family member with the evidence, she decided it was easier to hate me and blame me for turning her world upside down than to remove her membership from the dead church. That's firing pastors who think marriage is only between a man and a woman. Now that's her choice. Willingly stay in a dead church because of tradition. What would you do if you found yourself in a dead church? Right? You're not the only one. Most people in here wouldn't stand for it. The week they heard silliness out of me, they'd be gone out the door. No, I take that back. They wouldn't be. Right!
You the man.
Uh-huh. That's right, Nathan. Come on, give me that old finger. Right. I'd be gone. Not you. You get rid of the problem. You go to the root cause of the problem, and you get rid of me. Not you. No. Now let's move on to Sardis. Let's see how this church went down in history as the dead church. We're in Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. We got three churches left. We got the dead church of Sardis. Next week, we got the faithful church of Philadelphia. And then the week after that, we got the lukewarm church of Laodicea. Then I think I want to look at Revelation chapter 13 for 2 weeks. Look at the Antichrist 1 week, the false prophet the next. And then we'll probably move on back to Paul's letters after that. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right? These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. All right, now once again, the Lord starts this letter with a description of himself. Thus says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Meaning this is Almighty God the Son here speaking, not E.F. Hutton. Thus says the one who personally sent the Holy Spirit here to earth to begin his ministry on the day of Pentecost. Thus says the one who holds the pastors in his very hands. Remember, the seven stars are the pastors or angels or messengers of the seven churches. Thus says the Son of God. Next, we see that the people in the dead church are deceived and don't know it. They think that they're okay, but they're not. They think that they are alive, but they're not. Again, verse 1. These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you live, but you're dead. So they've got a name that they live. In other words, this church in Sardis had a killer reputation that they were alive. I can see it now. Come to the first church of the local heretic, where our worship is alive. We read your palms. We'll whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Exactly what you want to hear. And the reputation of the church is fantastic. And the people there think that everything is okay because the attendance is way up there. And tithes are way up. They've got the biggest youth program in town. Maybe they've got the best coffee you've ever smelt. Smelt a word? Smell. And Jesus says, thou hast a name that thou livest and are dead. Let me say this to you. If the Holy Spirit is not
If the Holy Spirit is not producing transformed lives, then you're in a dead church. That's the judge to know if you're in a living church or dead. Is the Holy Spirit changing lives around here? I see a lot of heads nodding. I think so. I hope so. Again, I know your work. See, but this time, not in a good way. Every other one of these churches, when he says, I know your works, it's been good. Here, these people are deceived, thinking their works are good, but they're actually bad. Listen to what he says. I know your works, that you have a name that you live. He's turning their works around on them. You've got a name that you live, but you don't live. You're dead. He turns this positive into a stinging rebuke. As I look at this church, it seems to me they've got no commendation at all, only a warning and a correction. Now, verse 2. I've seen lots of big churches around where there's no transformed lives at all. The people still smoke, still chew, still drink, still live the same kind of life that you lived before. And just because you got 500 or 1,000 members and you got a bunch of money and a great youth program, if you're not producing transformed lives and the Holy Spirit's not working there, and you're in a dead church. And I recommend you transfer your membership somewhere else. Verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. So this is the word of Christ to the dead church today. Wake up. Wake up or else. Figure out what you're doing right and build on it. What are you doing right? Where are you lacking? Why are you dead? Let's fix these problems today. If you're interested, that is. If you're interested, then let's fix the problems. If not, football's on at one. Well, not yet. Remember how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore you will not watch, then I'll come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. So what's the remedy for a dead church? First off, notice there is a remedy. Number one, he says, wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Time is short. If you think the United States of America can go two more generations the way things are in this country, you are deceived.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.